So in terms of directly responding to your question about listening to music in the background while davening, I'd just like to elaborate on this a little bit, just because this, the whole topic of music is something maybe which is not always explored so much in service to Hashem, etc. And it's, in many ways, it's a tremendous, tremendous fundamental. You find throughout many, many writings and many of the greats. I mean, David HaMelech himself, you know, he was the great sweet singer of Israel, and we know that all the songs he composed, which are really songs, we say Psukei de Zimra every single day. Those means the songs of the verses of song, and really we're supposed to sing them. We're not supposed to rush them. Ideally, you know, just because we live in a world where things are rushed, etc., and just to get to davening is hard enough and enough of a challenge for many people. So in most shuls, that's not done that way. But definitely, that's the way it's supposed to be done. We're supposed to sing to Hashem. There's many, 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 many things. You know, the Gras says that if it wasn't for Torah, he'd be involved in like music the rest of the time, and many, many others. One of the authors of the Sifsei Chachamim, he was a bass singer in a choir, and we know there's many, many, many others. We know the whole story of a few other beautiful sources. You know, Yisrael stands for, if you just rearrange the letters, it comes to Shir Kel, the song of Hashem. And also, just one more thing I'll share, just as an introduction to the whole music thing, and that is that Hashem tells us in the Torah, he gives us a command for every single person to write a Sefer Torah. I'm not going to go into the practical details of that. Some say you can get someone else to write it for you. Some say you can buy Sfarim to learn, and that fulfills your mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, etc. And anyway, there's a lot of practical details, but I won't even go into those now. Just for our purposes right now, the verse that calls on us and commands us to write a Sefer Torah is Ve'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois, and now write for yourselves this song, which is fascinating. Hashem calls the Torah a song. And there's many, many other sources. There's no question a huge fundamental. One more source. Beautiful, beautiful idea. The Manos HaLevi, he's a commentary on the Megillas Esther. He says, the Manos HaLevi, he's Rav Shlomo Elkovitz, the one who authored Lech HaDoidi, and he has a beautiful commentary on the Megillas Esther. And he writes there that what's the reason that at the whole Purim party, you know, look at the whole Purim episode, it says Achashverosh made this feast, he wanted to make everyone so super comfortable, he gave everyone comfortable chairs, comfortable everything, made everything perfect, perfect food, everything was just, everyone was comfortable. There was one thing that was ironically and unusually left out of the entire party, and that is that there was no music. And says the Manos HaLevi, the reason for that is because Ahasuerus wanted the Jews to sin, and by getting them to be in their comfort zone and with their nice food and etc., you know, then they can come to sinning because they can give in to their evil desires because it's just too difficult. But if there'd be music, he says, there would have been a chance that some people would not have sinned, because music sometimes takes a person to such a place of holiness that they would have reconnected with themselves, that this is not really who they are and what they're supposed to be doing. And he says there, this is why you find often a baby who's not able to sleep, you sing to a baby and they start sleeping. It's not just because they enjoy a lullaby, it's because they're used to being around the angels. Recently, a few months ago, before it was born, it was in the heavens with all the angels, and what it was accustomed to be surrounded by is the angels singing to Hashem, and that sound of music is a similar, familiar sound, calming sound that, you know, it brings it to. So anyway, this is music is a very, very big fundamental in Yiddishkeit. Now, just to relate to it in a few different ways, and also to answer your question directly, in terms of just in general, you know, singing to Hashem, you know, in one's own personal prayers, throughout the davening, etc. Everybody should do it to some degree, but obviously some people are more musical than others, and some people enjoy music more than others. Everybody should try to connect to it to some degree, but to you know, some people maybe just singing for 10 seconds, that kind of does it for them. For other people, literally singing throughout the davening for 2 hours, that connect to that. Obviously, people who have specific musical neshamas connect to music a lot, then the more music should be incorporated, and it should be used as a tool as to direct one's energies to Hashem. And on that note, just if someone does have a musical neshama, you know, like a particular connection to music, one should realize that it's a tremendous gift to use to channel it towards Hashem, to use that power of every single one of us can sing to Hashem in our own way. Much more important than how it sounds is the sincerity of want the ones singing it, you know, just how real we are, etc. So so that's just important, just to realize that it's a very important fundamental Yiddish guide. Again, if one doesn't connect to music so much, then there's other areas that one can connect to, but still one should incorporate it, because it is throughout our, it is a fundamental throughout, you know, we found it, find in davening, throughout the davening when we go to shul, there's many songs sung, etc. So one should certainly try to familiarize themselves with the songs, with the Shabbos mirrors, etc. Whilst at the same time, someone who's more musical and connects to it more should spend more time, sing through the whole Psukei Dezimra. Sing it, don't say it in 10 minutes, say it in half an hour. Go to shul early and sing it, make your own songs to it if you're able to make some tunes, and literally sing it to Hashem. That's the way that it's supposed to be done. And not only that, in other areas also, when it comes to benching, when it comes to other areas, you know, you don't have to just sing the classical songs that you've been brought up with. You can literally incorporate your own way, do it in your own way, and use music as a beautiful aspect of service to Hashem. So that's just an important thing that I wanted to mention. In terms of your question, that you particularly someone who really, really connects to music, and you're finding that just playing some classical music in the background really, really helps you just to focus actually while davening Shachris. So just in terms of the actual halacha, you're asking, is it appropriate to do that? If you're finding that it's actually making you concentrate more, then I certainly, like throughout most of the davening, I don't know what the issue would be. For most people do not put music on in the background, because it usually will be a distraction from focus. But if you in your particular situation find that it not only doesn't distract you from focusing on the words, because the main thing, it's not just about enjoying a song, it's also about meaning what we're saying and using the music to lift and energize the message of what we're saying to Hashem and connection with Hashem. But if you're finding that that music is taking you further and building that relationship and helping you concentrate more, then certainly the music can be left on in the background. For particular parts like Shemona Esrei, I mean, obviously you're speaking about you're not davening in on the minion or anything then, because obviously you won't do it. You must be careful not to disturb other people. But if you'd be on your own and you wouldn't be disturbing other people, then I don't see an issue. Not only that, I can see it as if it's something that's beneficial for you, then that can't sit, you know, that's certainly appropriate. However, in the specific section such as Shemona Esrei, where you're not supposed to have any interruptions, like if somebody talks to you, and already starting from the Shema Brochas, etc., I would be more hesitant halachically there, just because, like I say, you're not supposed to have any interruptions towards anyone or anything, and it's much more stricter, the interruptions there. And therefore, you know, sometimes like if the song ends and you find it kind of feel like you want to change it, or you just start focusing a little bit too much on the song, that there I'd be a little bit more cautious, just in terms of practical halacha. But on the whole, certainly we should all use music in our service to Hashem. It's a tremendous gift that we have, Bezras Hashem. We should all realize and internalize that the whole point of this world is for the sake of connection to Hashem, for emunah, for bitachon, and use all the gifts that we have. You know, people are talented in different ways. If someone is talented in music, then to use it in order to build that connection to Hashem. And not only that, even if one is not talented in particular in music, much more important than the way that it sounds, as I say so many times, is just being sincere and singing from one's heart to Hashem, you know, and Bezrat Hashem, we should all use that as a tool to really build our emunah and our connection with Hashem.